Active FM radio has never been better.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
This is Active FM
radio.
Slow down the beat.
Welcome to the turntable with Ari Styles, T-Money and Chiki on Active FM, where radio has never been better.
Yes, I am Ari Styles. This is the turntable where we keep you learned and get you turned.
And I'm T-Money, and we'll be bringing you the facts, playing you the tracks. Back at it again with one of another legendary artist.
Cultural icon.
He put the second G in dog. He's the SNOOP. Snoop Dogg.
Oh, when he first came, it was Snoop Doggy Dog.
Yeah, he dropped the doggy for some reason.
And then he was Snoop Lion.
That was for one album.
Right?
Okay, so before we get into that, let's just get into a song by D1, I'm Not Perfect.
Man, what this dude pulling up on me for?
Drop your weapon!
It's not a weapon, it's a microphone, man. I'm just coming from rehearsal.
Drop your weapon! Drop your weapon! Okay, drop it!
Okay.
God put each one of us here for a specific purpose. We got a mission. And I wasted so much time down here chasing stuff that didn't even matter. Lord, just promise me you won't do the same thing.
One thing I learned about life.
One life.
Is everybody can't like you. And if they like you.
One life.
What that really mean at the end of the day? You only gotta answer to one man. One man.
One life.
You better know who you are. And I'm D1.
So tired of riding the fence. Feel like the law looking down. Like D, I ain't convinced. It all hit me one night. What's my purpose on this earth? I think I lost sight. Alright, it's kinda hard to stay focused up in this game. Why? So many bad influences be tempting you to change. I know the people see I'm a positive dude on stage, but it's a difference between being positive and being sad. Get deep with me. I'm in the room playing music for some industry folks. Woo. I keep that heat with me. I feel like they could take me to the next level. Trying to impress them and show them my talent special. Look, the conversation turns religious. It's so convenient to say I believe in God and keep it real vague and not specific. What? Do I not want to offend nobody? Do I not want to go in detail and risk them talking crazy about me? Am I worried about what's convenient for me? Am I disowning Christ before others? Matthew 10:33. Man, am I playing as safe as can be? No, sir. I'm not afraid to proudly claim my Christianity. I'm a Christian. And that don't mean I think I'm perfect, but I know I got a purpose. That's why I'm on my grind. I'm a Christian. Got God's favor, so I shine. Swag is divine, operating on his time. I'm a Christian. I can't deny it. I can't deny it. No need to hide it. I'm a Christian. Let me get it. They asking, am I a Christian rapper? A rapper that's a Christian. More swag and more lyrics than your favorite rapper. Except I'm on a different mission. Unashamed disposition. Sanctified with a vision. Down the ride, ain't tripping. Devil trying to catch me slipping. Now I be on television. So all of the stakes risen. Not gonna die. Go to prison. Not a product of the system. Nah, I'm rebelling and telling my brethren that with the media yelling and selling. Won't get them to heaven. No, sir. Get deep with me. Jesus died for my sins on the cross. But this girl trying to sleep with me. Should I do it and satisfy my flesh? Or make up some excuse like, I forgot the latex. Or do I man up and say I can't do it? Cause I ain't trying to disobey the word of God. Am I scared I'm gonna look foolish? Am I scared she gonna make fun of me? Not no more, cause I probably submit to this Bible sitting in front of me. I'm a Christian. And that don't mean I think I'm perfect, but I know I got a purpose. That's why I'm on my grind. I'm a Christian. Got God's favor, so I shine. My swag is divine, operating on his time. I'm a Christian. I can't deny it. I can't deny it. No need to hide it. I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian. Look, yo, this ain't no courtroom, but everybody quick to judge. Can't wait for me to slip so they could quickly pull a plug. It ain't no love. They say I hang out with the thugs. If I recall right, Jesus hung out with the thugs. Am I lying? But it's never just because. No, I'm really on my grind. I'm on 217. Yeah, that be really on my mind. I'm relatable, yeah, different. Yes, I walk that thin line. Most can't, but I can. It's difficult, but I'm trying. So I pray I affect those around me. I pray I influence the environment.
environments that surround me. I pray for all the people who judge me and who don't get me. The hatred don't affect me, they was never riding with me. Ride with me in this tank, you ain't safe up in your car. Spread the word, trending topic, yeah, this is spiritual war. God's army, Satan's army, tell me who you fighting for. Most don't even know we fighting, and that's who I'm writing for, to enlighten ya. I'm a Christian, and that don't mean I think I'm perfect, but I know I got a purpose, that's why I'm on my grind. I'm a Christian, got God's favor so I shine. My swag is divine, operating on his time. I'm a Christian, I can't deny it, I can't deny it, no need to hide it. I'm a Christian, what? I'm a Christian.
Today we're going to take you on a little history lesson of...
Through the legacy.
Through the legacy, through the controversy of Snoop Dogg.
So Snoop Dogg, real name Calvin Cordesa Broaddus Jr.
Wait. You did struggle with words every week.
Yeah.
What? Simple pronunciations. And you say a name that is so ridiculous to pronounce, and you just say Richard so easily.
Yeah, because I started.
You talk to him on the first name basis.
Yeah, I talk to him on first name basis, yeah. He's born October 20th, 1971. Right, like I said, his name is Snoop Dogg, previously was Snoop Doggy Dogg, Snoop Lion, when he became a
reggae artist,
yeah.
Yeah, let's just
check it. One of the funniest jokes ever. He say, if you were a rap fan, I'm not sure if you heard Snoop's reggae album, but if you were a reggae fan, I know you never heard that reggae album.
No, I heard it.
That's what I said.
I know that's a joke. I understand that's a joke.
He said, if you were a reggae fan, yeah, I'm sure you never heard it.
I actually went for that concert when he was here in South Africa. He was
Snoop Lion concert.
It was actually quite good. He played like a few songs off that, and then he went back.
Snoop Dogg, yeah.
Then he went to Snoop Dogg.
Yeah. And also recently a DJ.
Mm-hmm. Even that time as well, he was
does
always
everything.
DJ Snoopadelic. Mm. That's his DJ name.
Yeah. 17,000 reality shows.
Yeah, so it basically started in 92. When he meets up with Dr. Dre through Warren G.
Dre's stepbrother, half brother, something.
Yeah. From that first encounter, I'm gonna put a did you know, because they always say no, it's through Warren G. It was through Warren G. Mm-hmm. But the Snoop and Dre might not have happened. You know why I said it?
No.
Because Dre called Snoop for a studio session, mm-hmm, and Snoop didn't answer, right? Mm-hmm. But it just so happened that Dre called him again, I think, and after a while. Yeah. And
but I don't encounter. Think that would have hindered the situation, because he could have got hold of his step or half-brother.
Plus, this was in 92, they never have no cell phones. How were they
phones? No, they had big ones.
They had pages.
They had
pages in house. No. Later in the 90s came cell phones.
Yeah. But they had big ones.
Did you have one of those in your days in the 80s and the 90s?
Remember, we're talking about America versus South Africa. South Africa, we were...
Don't downplay us like that.
No.
We had technology.
But
used to get across. It's true.
Sorry, I'm offending Shiki a little bit. It's about patriotic.
I am completely patriotic.
Right. So he started in 90. He started in 92 on Detro Records. Mm-hmm. Right. First song that came up. I think if you watch the Straight Outta Compton, you'll know that the first song actually started. Was this one deep cover?
Yeah,
deep cover.
It was a deep cover soundtrack.
Yeah. 187, and then from there he featured on the Chronic.
He featured heavily on The Chronic, and he wrote a lot of The Chronic.
Yeah.
Him along with the DOC, a little bit of Corrupt. There was few people that penned The Chronic, but him and the DOC wrote most of The Chronic.
Yeah. His debut album, right, which is entitled Doggy Style, was produced entirely by Dr. Dre, right? That was released the year after The Chronic.
The highest selling debut album up until a certain
point. Up until Get Rich or Die Trying.
Yeah, right. That was the highest selling debut album. But you have to understand the buzz coming in. It Deep Cover, which was a huge success.
Yeah. And then
it's all over The Chronic, which was a humongous album, still is still today.
Yeah.
And he's all over that album.
Yeah.
So coming in, he was highly anticipated. There was a huge buzz around him for his solo project.
Yeah.
And then it comes in and completely delivers.
Yeah.
Maybe a top 10 album of all time, both of those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so in 94 alone, it was quadruple platinum.
So that's a year after it came out.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Main singles is What's My Name, Gin and Juice, right? Then in 94, they release a short film of Murder Was the Case. Right?
Where you hear the song Murder Was the Case.
Yeah. And in 96, his second album, The Dogfather, right? Which debuted at number one. The Snoop's Upside Your Head was basically the lead single.
A lot of people feel like the album wasn't up to par.
Yeah.
Didn't do what it did, but they were comparing it to Park's Double album, which was doing multi-platinum, and saying Snoop kind of wasn't living up to the hype, which wasn't the case.
No, also...
Because it wasn't a double album as well.
Yeah.
It was a normal album.
Yeah, also, because of the success of Doggy Style.
Yeah.
That's why they looked at... But...
They always compare you to your first
album. Yeah, but... This was released in 96.
Mm-hmm. Right?
The next year, it's... was double platinum. So I think that's why, remember when I said earlier the Doggy Style was released in 93? The next year, it was quadruple platinum, right? Mm-hmm. This one was just double platinum, but it's still a feat.
It was looked at as a certain way based on the success of Park doing what he did with All Eyes on Me during that year, so.
Right.
It was like Snoop was the flagship artist of that.
Yeah.
And let's be realistic, before Park comes out of jail, we're looking at Me Against the World prior to that. Snoop is way bigger than Tupac at that point in time. None of his albums is doing real numbers.
No, okay.
As a movie star, maybe.
No.
None of his albums is doing real numbers.
I can say
he's not going platinum.
No.
He don't have hit records. No, he got two or three hit records. See, he got...
Remember.
He don't have bona fide hits like It's All Eyes on Me. Snoop way bigger than Tupac.
Pre-Death Row Tupac. No, there was a reason to it. There was a reason to it. Snoop even mentioned it, I think, in this year.
Mm-hmm.
When he had an interview, he said, they asked him, and the reason why they brought, he wanted Park in was because at that specific time, the reason why people took him as the bigger artist than Tupac is because of the backing. So when he came
regardless, we just talked the label numbers backing. Here, because when that album backing, comes out, they look at it like Park took his spot on Death Row,
but
right?
But remember the label backing.
He, prior to that, he is way bigger than Tupac.
Yeah, but Tupac
comes on Death Row and becomes the Tupac that the whole world knows. And then people go into his back catalog.
Yeah, but yeah.
After that, when Jay-Z blows up in 98, people go to his back catalog.
We understand
then his back catalog blows up. That's all I'm saying.
But I'm saying is that the label didn't have that full backing of Tupac as
you
much as...
because he was on Death Row and he was signed directly to Interscope.
Yeah, he was signed. And I remember Interscope. Okay, there were hip-hop, but...
They were falling apart. The artist thought there was Tupac and Marilyn Manson. Great combination.
Right? So, if you look...
They should have did a record together. That's all I'm saying.
There was even... Biggie said on one of his tracks he wants to sell records like Snoop.
Yeah. No, but that's what I'm talking about now. The backing. And Snoop said it himself as well. And that's why when Tupac came...
Kelvin told you. Kelvin brought us.
Yeah.
I'm a Pac fan. I'm just stating the obvious facts.
No. Yeah. I'm also stating the facts what
yeah, but people...
I mean, should have had you as the advocate. Eminem, Snoop. They wouldn't have did jail time.
Listen, I'm a huge Tupac fan. Yeah. Everybody knows this. But
you can't
change history. It's the same when
Kanye West and 50 Cent was going get to it.
Yeah.
Right? Kanye West's label backed him completely, and 50 Cent, the label didn't really back him that much, right? There was That's why.
I'm not arguing this fact. I'm just saying, prior to a certain point, Snoop was way bigger than Tupac. And people like to rewrite history. That's all I'm saying.
No.
People will tell today, say Tupac. That there was, yes, post Death Row Tupac is the huge Tupac, the famous Tupac, the multi-platinum Tupac. Prior to that, he had the number one album with Me Against the World when he was in prison. That was it. He had nothing that really moved prior to that. No, none of his records moved. People went back to his back catalog.
But like...
How was he broke?
There was a lot of court cases.
No, you're not understanding what I'm saying. It wasn't moving prior to that point.
Okay, this is about Snoop. Let's either leave it. Or we're going to go on about Tupac. Okay? So then in January 98, he signs what No Limit Records. He leaves Death Row. He releases three albums, which is The Game Is To Be Sold, Not To Be Told. This is 98. No Limit, Top Dog, and The Last Meal, right? I think we spoke about Master P.
This was a mutually beneficial situation, yeah, because it gave No Limit credibility to have an established, well-known artist on there, and at the same time, it helped Snoop get off of Death Row.
Yeah. And then in 2002, he signed with Priority Capital EMI Records, releasing Paid the Cost to Be the Boss. In 2004, he signs to Geffen Records, releasing his next three albums, which is RG, which is Rhythm and Gangsta, The Masterpiece, and then The Blue Carpet Treatment, and Ego Tripping. In 2009, Priority Records released his album Malice in Wonderland, followed by Dogumentary in 2011. Snoop Dogg also starred in motion in movies, right? He took part in Baby Boy.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
The Wash, which we spoke about last week.
Mm-hmm. Then there's Dog Out. Then there's television shows also, which is called Doggy Fizzle, Televizzle. And the one I used to watch.
Remember that horror with him, man. There was a horror with
something Bones. Bones, that's called Bones.
I think it was
that's
Bones,
called Bones. Yeah. I was about to say Mr. Bones, but yeah.
Mac can never go to high school.
Goes to high school. Then there's a one series about his father.
That's a reality show.
Yeah, reality show.
Snoop Dogg's father.
And I used to watch it.
I used to watch it.
The cooking show. Yeah, I used to watch it.
How can you forget about Soul Plane, too?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I was in Soul Plane. Yeah, I was in Soul Plane.
He's been in a lot of stuff.
He's been in a lot of movies.
Snoop is everywhere and just does everything. A whole lot of, adverts or they call it commercials.
Yeah.
The reality shows. He does stuff with Martha Stewart. Like, he just does
everything. Does Hutch.
Yeah. Normally, when a rap artist does so many stuff like that, they look at their sellout. They look at their sellouts. Like, they go into a commercial. They do stuff with brands that they wouldn't normally agree with. Yet he's never been looked at like that.
Yeah, he's now looked at as an icon.
He's arguably the most famous rapper in the world.
Yeah. Because everybody knows.
I agree with you. Even bigger than someone's favorite.
Yeah, fame-wise, probably. Mm.
Lyrically, but anyway. In 2012, after a trip to Jamaica, as we said, he announced his conversion to Rastafari, which then he changes his name to Snoop Lion, right? Mm-hmm. Where he released a reggae album and a documentary film called Reincarnated. In 2013, his 13th studio album called Bush was released, right? That's when he changed, he went back to the Snoop Dogg. His 14th studio...
Because he realized Snoop Lion did not work.
His 14th solo studio album was called Kool-Aid, right? In 2016, he was inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame.
He was in the wrestling too. He did everything.
In 2018, Snoop announced that he was a born again Christian and he released his first gospel album called Bible of Love. Called Bible of Love, right? Mm-hmm. Then in 2018, he was given the star of the All Over Walk of Fame. Mm-hmm. And then, where he released his 17th studio album. Naming it, I Wanna Thank Me.
Yeah, because in that speech he just said,
I Wanna Thank Me. Yeah. Okay, and then in 22, recently in 2022, you acquired Death Row Records.
Which is, the jury's still out on if he really acquired Death Row Records, like in its entirety. But, because their back catalog is probably worth billions.
Yeah. You didn't
But he has done something with it regarding his moving away. But Snoop is just on a whole different level. Snoop will exist to be Snoop without no music, without nothing. Snoop just can't be Snoop. He can just pop out and you'll be Snoop Dogg. Like, he's just established himself and putting himself in his own category. There are very few artists can exist in that space where he's just Snoop Dogg. He's not Snoop Dogg the rapper. He's not Snoop Dogg the actor. He's not Snoop Dogg the... He's just Snoop.
Now he's, now he's just...
He's just established himself in such a way that he's just Snoop.
Like you said, an icon, basically.
Yeah. Mm. He's put himself in a completely different space by himself, because no one else can do all the stuff that he's done and still command the level of respect that he commands. Because a lot of people would look at him like he's selling out or he's doing something that's anti-hip-hop or whatever, but he's just Snoop.
Yeah, he's just doing his thing.
Yeah. And he looked like he's having fun doing it too.
Even when you watch the when you watch the Super Bowl. See when he's dancing and clapping, the he's doing the
report. I haven't seen it, but you mean the halftime show?
The halftime show, that was Snoop. I don't think we can. We'll continue talking about Snoop, and we'll run the.
Yeah, it's too much to really speak about.
Yeah,
the albums, the plaques, the beefs.
Yeah, we will come to the beefs at the later stage. Just for now, let's be highlighting Snoop and his career.
One of the most
iconic figures, not only in hip hop anymore. Like I was speaking about the other week when Ari said transcending hip hop.
Yeah.
And I said you don't really transcend hip hop anymore because hip hop is grown to pop culture. But Snoop is one of those people that has transcended both of those things, and he's just there.
He's just Snoop. Wow. Yeah, and you watch the roast.
Mm-hmm. He also appears.
His roast. Mm-hmm. Brilliant. Right.
Now, granted, just like some of his raps, his roasts are also written by other people. Let's be real about that.
Are you roasting him now?
Are you roasting him?
No. He's been forthcoming about the fact that he don't write all his own stuff.
Yeah.
He's been open about it. He said he wrote early Dez's things, and then afterwards Dez figured out how to write for himself, and he said, I think Jay was the first one to give him something that wrote still Dre, and afterwards he started letting people write for him.
Yeah, but no, it's not all...
Yeah.
But you see what Snoop does. What Snoop does also in some of his songs, right? He's writing a pattern, right? He'll just write keywords. He'll just write keywords, right? And then he'll freestyle basically on
the track. No. But he's been open about the fact that he let other people write for him. So you can't attack him for that because you've been vocal about the fact. It's like, I let the little guys that's hungry and doing well write for me.
Yeah.
And he's got some crazy freestyle skills as well.
Yeah, one of the best, just to go off the top like that.
Yeah. So we can't.
No one's denying his pen. I'm just saying he's been letting other people write.
It's part of...
It's acting like it's a beef between you and him today. Yeah. What's going on?
I don't attack everything I say.
You know
when you attack something I say and then I have to respond, it makes me argue against something that I wasn't arguing against.
Yeah, but you weren't arguing.
So you put me on the other side of the fence like I have to argue against Snoop now because you said blah, 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 blah.
I have to argue against
something that I don't want to argue against.
You weren't arguing, okay? Before the tempers get hot and the blood get hot and the chili peppers go off, let us continue.
All right, next we're going to get into another song. This is by Ambassador calling called Gimme That.
Gimme that fire,
bang.
Gimme that flame.
Good for me,
give me that.
I want it all. Give me that Bible, give me that mic, I'll drop Jesus in it, wait so we can make our disciple. Can't surpass Christ, there's no taking his title. A passion for Christ, I'll have you praying for revival. Give me my city, yeah, give me that. Less fish, gospel of peace, yeah, you can give me that. Fresh kicks, give me that. Bless with your blessing, Lord, I'm desperate. You gave me your life, so I look forward to my exit. I used to be a punk kid, used to want to run with dudes who want to hunt, to turn out ones into hundreds. Used to want to blunt, to be blunt,
I wanted trees just to alter my mind. Now I find I'm wanting Jesus. Used to wanna roll mad deep with a street clip. Wanna hold the heat on the low like a secret. God's spirit penetrated my soul on a sneak tip. Took control, now I'm in the soul like a leaflet. Give me that fire, give me that flame. Give me that fresh wind, give me that rain. Give me that freedom, you can have the chains. Give me that God, you can give me all things. Give me that fire, flame. Give me that fresh wind, give me that rain. Give me that freedom, you can have the chains. Give me that God, you can give me all things. I know you got the riches, I know you got ice. Your life is a big party, you're partying all night. You don't mind not knowing Christ in your mind, that's alright. You might not get this now, but you're kind of a soul type. You keep with the trends, cool's your middle name. On your pants you got a chain that droops like Lil Wayne. You're tattooed in a Benz, maybe you're in a range. Ladies, you driving crazy, nothing's crazier than your frame. This is a shame, it's the age and I'm game. To be an agent of change in an age, it's like a page in a flame. Just smoke, just mirrors, just vaporous plane. To see a holy God, not one of your favorite things. I was just like you, but God moved on a fellow. Gave me good news that I could use on the ghetto. Maybe it's you who wants to U-turn to settle. You're dead if you do, I'll tell you, it's been settled.
Give me that fire, give me that flame. Give me that fresh wind, give me that rain. Give me that freedom, you can have the chains. Give me that God, you can give me all things. Give me that fire, when give me that rain, give me that freedom, you can have the chains. Give me that God, you can give me all things.
So you got platinum, we got a Lord. If we want, we could ask him, but he's our reward. Gotta be perfect, it can't be 3 out of 4. If you're sick of falling short, then he got a cure. Give me that cure, that door, that hero. Give me that grace to never chase the De Niro. How much glory should you give your boy? Zero. That will cause beef with the lamb like a yiddo. Give me that day we choose you over shining. Truth over rhyming, virtue over diamonds. Give me some change, sometimes I do need the dough. And give me some pain, something I do need to grow. Give me what I won't ask for. Don't give me what I seek. When I creep, I'm a sheep. Give me dope pasture. Give me life, just like you intended. It's like to see you raise like the day you ascended.
Give me that fire, give me that flame. Give me that fresh wind, give me that rain. Give me that freedom, you can have the chains. Give me that God, you can give me all things. Give me that fire, that flame. Give me that fresh wind, give me that rain. Give me that freedom, you can have the chains.
Okay, so today our focus Christian hip-hop artist is The Ambassador, also known as William Tyrone Deuce Branch. He's a Christian hip-hop artist who has recorded both independently and as a founding member of the group The Cross Movement, which we have spoke about before. Okay, so with him, he's been active since 91 till now. A graduate from college, he was a co-planter of the FNE Fellowship in Philadelphia. So this guy is also as well, he's toured the world with the Cross Movement. That was the Christian hip-hop group for nearly 15 years, and he as well has been like preaching on that as well. So he's been basically doing church work while also rapping and throwing out albums. He does have 5 albums. Started from 99 up until 2016, which was his last album.
Yeah. Did you say his name is William Tyrone? You say Tyrone. You know, I remember that first Friday, that Friday movie. You can call on Tyrone.
If it was South Africa, it'd be Tyrone.
It is Tyrone.
Shiki called on Tyrone. Call him up.
Yeah. That was an ambassador. And he's an ambassador for Christ.
Okay, so we're going to get
actually quite a good name.
We're going to get into 2 more songs of his called Favor and Life for Real.
Wasn't a fancy car, wasn't a diamond ring, wasn't friends or lovers at the end of the day. But this life's hard and it can bring trouble. In the midst of this trouble, no one can take it away. You need a savior. Trouble go together like bacon and pants. There's gonna be some up and downs like I'm shaking your hand. And everybody gets down just like a snake in the sand. But God's faithful to man, he got favor in his hand. Could take a lane with no cane, make him able to stand. Man, he can reach inside of us with a deposit and got us up out of this. Reach you at the bottom even when bottom is bottomless. I was just there, I'm a pride in my survivalist. Not cause I'm the fittest, but my God is a revivalist. That's just what he is. That's just what he does. Recognize what it isn't. Recognize what it was.
It wasn't a fancy car. Wasn't a diamond ring. It wasn't friends or lovers at the end of the day. Cause this life's hard and it can bring trouble. In the midst of this trouble, no one can take it away.
His favor. How won't you get that job? You ain't have the paper. His favor that helped you get that ride. Yeah. With your credit, forget it. How won't you get that crib? Single parent, apparently Jesus helped you with them kids. How'd you go from child of wrath to a child of God? I know the math. I know how to add. Favor multiplied. Grace came out of hands and feet. Grace came out of sight. So amazing. So I praise him. I realize I was born in sin, but born again like I was born on U.S. soil. Not from KC, but through Gracie, a dude. When God came and placed the bridge between himself and we who were on the outside. We were lepers, we were desperate like all them housewives. It supplies strength and it supplies need. It's free, constantly flowing like an IV. Enough for everybody, even in India, I read. On the daily, daily, it's with me like ID. I was once on top, thought I was hot to death. Then I dropped and I put this all on myself. Then this race came down. Swap. Now I'm back on top of the shelf.
Lend me your ear. There was a life, and I'm living a year. I I was living in darkness, I was living in fear. But then there was a spark and a light would appear. Like Genesis 1, it was just a word, but a powerful one. And I must have heard, cause my bones were dry, but my bones revived. And my heart was lit and I was drawn to Christ. He was the pursuer, so I know I'm the pursued. This is true, what you gonna do when he comes for you? Our God's in the building tonight, all decked in light with splendor and might. Hands in the air if you're feeling them. I know the feeling is life. It's the feeling of life for real, life for real. There's life in Christ and this life is real. Now, hands in the air if you're feeling them. I know the feeling is life. It's the feeling of life. Life is the Lord's everything. He deserves an applause from every being, whether living on earth or you're a heavenly being. Start declaring his worth. He's over every king. With a line in the sand, the flags in the ground, we claiming the spot, we snatching it now. And love is a must in him that did abound. Check the thorns and cuts, they were a cap and a gown. But an empty tomb, yeah, that did us down. No more cap and gown, he came back with a crown. His sovereign reign, nobody will miss it. And the ring of the king, everybody will kiss it. With a scepter in hand, even demons submitted. When Jesus is lifted, his people are with it. He's the reason I spit it, and the reason you get it. And the reason I used to creep, but the reason I quit it. Yeah, he is the pursuer, and you know I'm the pursued. He is reigning, is he reigning over you? Then stay with us. Our God's in the building tonight, all decked in light with splendor and might. Hands in the air if you're feeling it. I know the feeling is life. It's the feeling of life for real, life for real. There's life in Christ, and this life is real. Now, hands in the air if you're feeling them. I know the feeling is life. It's the feeling of life. I stand in the spirit of Luther, reformer and king. I think I'll see both in the future. I stand on the word with a faith of the word. With no trust in myself, I keep my face in the dirt. Righteousness of Christ on my church clothes. And when Christ is light, that's when the church glows. If you're not in the faith and you're not in the fam, thank God for his grace, thank God for his lamb. You should turn and trust, you should come learn with us. You should come turn and live, look what he's earned for us. Life, our God's in the building tonight, all decked in light with splendor and might. Hands in the air if you're feeling it. I know the feeling is life. It's the feeling of life for real, life for real. There's life in Christ and this life is real. Now, hands in the air if you're feeling them. I know the feeling is life. It's the feeling of life. Somebody ought to say he reigns forever. The feeling is life, it's the feeling of life.
I see you playing a drum roll on your thighs.
No.
Rubbing your hands together like Birdman. Get ready for it.
Drum roll.
It's that time again.
It is this past week in hip-hop history. And this is the time where I change my voice. October 96, Westside Connection releases Bow Down. October 2012, Kendrick Lamar releases Good Kid, Mad City. October 24th, 1986, Drake was born.
Ugh.
Okay, I don't want to say anything. Because I'm going to argue. October 26th, 1993, Shaq releases Shaq Diesel. It's his debut album. If you don't know Shaq, it's Shaquille O'Neal. October 93, Too Short releases Get In Where You Fit In.
A good title for a song from Too Short.
Yeah, and for Ari.
Yeah, it's his eighth album, basically. Why is he in for Ari?
Because he's too short. Get in. And you get in where you fit in.
October 26th, Schoolboy Q was born. October 26th, 1986. October 2005, Jay-Z and Nas makes peace. M.O.P. releases their second album, Firing Squad, October 1996. Dilated Peoples released their second album, Expansion Team, in 2001. Onyx, October 1995, released their second album, All We Got Is Us. The film Crush Groove was released in October 1985. The Alchemist, which is a producer, was born in October 25th, 1977. Mace released his debut album, Harlem World, October 1997.
T's favorite album.
Yeah.
Harlem on the Rise.
All I ever want.
And that was it for this past week in the pop history.
It was shorter than your usual. This week wasn't so packed.
Wasn't so packed, yeah. That's October.
We almost forgot about Sing Along with Shiki.
Yes. That is not happening.
Okay. All I am.
It's like you did another thing you can't resist.
Yeah. And my voice just goes high pitched all of a sudden without control. It just happens.
Right, so
anywho, that was it for this week. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. The Turntable with Shiki, Ari Styles and D-Money on Active FM and Radio has never been better.
Okay, so we're going to end it off with a verse, which today comes from Romans 1, verse 17. For in the gospel the righteousness of God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith. So we're going to end it off with a song by Kenton Jones called G.O.D.
G.O.D. Somewhere in the street, but now I'm a church boy, work boy. Some call him Jira, cause he's a provider. Some call him best friend, because he's a rider. He's on the inside of me. One God in the Holy Trinity. That's why I say, some call him Papa, some call him Jai. It's whatever you're, he's my star. When I think about an innocent man dying, but because of that, I don't have to fry. So I'll serve G.O.D. to the day that I fly. Say, some call him Papa, some call him Jah. It's whatever you're, he's my star.
Stay updated, stay entertained with Active FM on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, LinkedIn, Spotify, Anchor, and everywhere else. Engage with us, like, post, comment, share them out, retweet, and repost. Spread the word. Active FM. Radio has never been better.